Hello and welcome to Stories from a Small Blue Marble. My name is Brian Hancock and I'll be your storyteller. Before we get started, I wanted to thank you for listening. These stories are my life in small bite-sized chunks. I have had an incredibly charmed life and I'm happy that you're here with me to enjoy some of it. So let's get started. Please excuse this interruption from our regularly scheduled podcast, but it's a timely story worth telling. It's called Counting Toes, Not Crows. I suffer from neuropathy, which is a problem with nerve endings. My feet are always painful and always numb. It feels like a severe case of pins and needles with an occasional whack on the toes with a hammer. As a result, I didn't notice some strange happenings going on with the big toe on my right foot. It started to turn black. There was no pain because my feet are numb, so I did what every dumb man would do. I ignored it. Until I couldn't. I spent the better part of a week in hospital, while the doctors debated what to do with my toe. Eventually, they sent me home with antibiotics. Meanwhile, the toe just got blacker. A couple of days ago, I went in for a scheduled visit to the wound clinic at our local hospital. The surgeon dug around with a scalpel, cutting bits of flesh off, and then announced, "We need to take the toe." "Okay," she said, "can you come on Wednesday? I can get you into the operating theater then and we can amputate your toe." "Okay." Then she said, "Well, you're here right now. Why don't I just take it off right now?" I said a little too flippantly, "Well, why not?" Then she told the nurse to go and get the bone cutter. That was when I realized that I was going to have to watch the whole operation. Sure enough, she numbed things up and then started with the blade. So far, so good. It was a bit of an out-of-the-body experience. Then she asked for the bone cutter. That was when I closed my eyes. I could feel it tugging away at things. There was no pain, but I knew that she was cutting my toe off. The nurse kind of jokingly said, "Oh, there's a bone shard on the floor. Do you want to keep it as a souvenir?" I didn't think that was that funny. When I opened my eyes, the toe was gone. There was just a big gaping hole, pulsing blood. The surgeon stitched things up again, the nurse bandaged it up, and the surgeon said, "Same time next week?" Pretty much the same thing that the last hooker I was with said. That's a joke, by the way. So there you go, that's my story of how I went to the wound clinic with 10 toes and came out with 9. I hope you enjoyed the story. Thanks for listening. For all of my books, please go to www.brianhancockbooks.org. It's .org, not .com. There you'll find all of my books, my Substack blogs, stories, and very soon my podcasts. There'll be interviews with sailing legends, and I think you'll enjoy all of the content. So please check in and say hello, and thanks as always for listening.